No, I mean, we're still in the tie, which is the most important thing. We asked them at half time to come back in after the game and still be in the cup, whether we win it or we get a replay. I got everything I could have asked of the players. We're down to the bare bones, you know. It's not ideal to play Emil and Eder away from home at Liverpool, and then you're bringing on a 19-year-old kid. And then Dino's got cramp, and Danzy's got a stomach ache, and they're on their last legs, but they've seen it through. Their mental strength is fantastic. And we are playing an exceptional team, you know, who are probably at the right at the peak of their season at the minute.
Very courageous, brave, committed performance for 90 minutes, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I thought we could have passed a better first half at times when we could have broke a little bit better. But in Bogdan, he was fantastic, as you need your goalkeeper to be anywhere away from home. And I know this from your own experience with Celtic in the Champions League. But the likes of Reem, David, Dans, you know, Moxie coming in for the first time in a while, Pratley, Vela, young lad of 21, didn't faze him. It's an outstanding team performance, you know. And we've got another crack at it. And the old man there had a couple of great chances, and he's a bit angry with himself, but he'll get another go at it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the team, from an outsider looking in, the team's proud of its town and the town's proud of its team.
You can see that today. There's a real connection which has been missing. And I can't speak highly enough of the supporters today. They, you know, when you go to the grounds like this, they can give you that little bit of extra lift. And they sang and they were with the team the whole way. And you could see the pride emanating onto the pitch. And it's just been a good day for the club, Jack. You know, the chairman is delighted. He was a bit emotional after the game. So for anyone, I'm pleased more for him, you know, because it's another decent payday for us.
Absolutely. Back to the bread and butter on Tuesday.
Yeah, well, we'll have to pick them up because they're tired, you know. They'll sleep well tonight, and the psychology of the game is different, but they have to take that mental strength into Rotherham, which will be a totally different culture, but it's what they have to learn if they're going to be, you know, competitive and competitive in competitions.
And are you still learning, or what did you learn today again about some of your players?
That they're good players, that they listen, they learn, they never complain, they're strong mentally, which is a great thing to have. They're together, and that can take you a long way in football.
Neil, it's difficult to be a so-called cup keeper, but Adam's come in a couple of times now.